This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Monday, the 19th of February. Today is President's Day. Here as are the case, or is, are. Here are the ladies of the day here, as are most of the circumstantial situations that occur on holidays. In other words, we're here live. It's Jennifer Horn's day off again. Victoria Keelan, no day off for her. No day off for Kara Schillen. No day off for Doug Steffen. No day off for you. If you're working, what are you doing? You can tweet to us at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen. The day is set aside supposedly today to honor the presidents of the United States. All of them have served our country, yep, one way or another, starting with Georgie the Wash. It was, when I was in school, there were 2 days, one for Lincoln, one for Washington. They came one week after another. Actually, I believe they first came on their birthdays, so they were both Aquarians. That would be something interesting to investigate, although I think, I believe it may be Lincoln was on the cusp of Pisces. But at any rate, their birth dates are the reason we started President's Day, and now we think about all of the presidents. And as I think about presidents and think about the ones that have meant the most to me in my life, I've said frequently that I thought Dwight Eisenhower, because he was the first one that I really knew, when I came to the planet, Harry Truman was, at least this time, Harry Truman was the president. And he, it turns out, when you really look at what he did, he was quite a good president. He was good for the time under the circumstances. Eisenhower was too, Kennedy, and then the upheaval that became part of what is the modern presidency, LBJ. I'm just giving you a rundown of the ones that I think, and you guys can tell me what you think in terms of, you guys don't do that, Doug, because I get angry when people say women are guys in the restaurant, so the ladies can tell us in their lifetime who they thought was best. Kara's list is kind of short. Victoria's is moderately long. Mine goes, when Kennedy was killed, Johnson became president. He was a horror show, in my estimation, really horrible. Nixon was a horror show in some respects, many respects probably, as a human being. And both of them were awful people, really awful. When I say both of them, I'm talking about Johnson and Nixon. After Nixon, Jimmy Carter, well, it was Gerald Ford, who was probably the most decent human being who sat in that chair, and that's why he didn't get reelected, because he was a decent guy and had fairness in his mind for all. Jimmy Carter, same way. They didn't, either of them. They both became, by the way, best friends, even though there was a bitter campaign fought in 1976. They became very good friends. Did you know that when Gerald Ford died, there was a celebration of his life in Washington, and his casket was brought to the Capitol Rotunda. When it was flown to his library in Michigan to be buried, there was one person on the plane with his casket. Who do you think that was?
Well, I'm going to guess it's President Carter.
Yep, it was Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
Where was his wife?
I don't know. But his wife had, was Betty, I think Betty died before he did.
What year did Ford die?
Would have been the last, I don't know, Kara's looking it up while we're thinking about it. Probably in the last 5 or 6 years, it seems to me, and if it's
really?
Longer than that.
And my, it was 2006, so.
2006, so 10,
12 11, years
12
ago.
12 years ago, yeah. Wow.
Yep. And then after Ford and Carter, Reagan, who I actually do think was Reagan and George Bush, the father, and Clinton were good in the sense that they made us feel good about being Americans. All of them did. Were they good presidents? Reagan had his strengths, George Bush had his strengths, and Bill Clinton had his strengths. I think George Bush was a horror show. I think that Obama was a horror show, and I think what we're going on, we have going on here now is a horror show. So, anyway, that's my read on it. Ladies, Victoria, any different read?
Yes. But I do often find that it's interesting. I'm always, in my life, Reagan was president when I was born, and so I kind of missed all of that, really. I can't even tell you, I really don't know anything about him, except what you learn in school, so I have no real memory of anything like that. Nancy Reagan, fashion-wise, I think, loved her fashion. and I think, I don't remember, but I think people liked her as a first lady, but then again, a lot of people didn't with the war on drugs and things like that, so I'm not really sure.
Well, that was nonsense. But the war on drugs, see, people give, they focus their animosity on her because of the simplicity of just say no to drugs. Hmm. The real animosity, if you want to get angry about the drug war, was with George Bush, the father, who started it. Original budget was $19 billion, and it has done, it did nothing to do to counter drugs when he was president. Nancy Reagan really didn't do anything. Well, look at the results today. Look at the situation that we're in. Oh. And it isn't, it's not just the practical stuff. When I look around at, and I, interesting that we're bringing this up because I just I spent a couple of hours actually this weekend going through the present opioid crisis and how, if you don't mind me, I'm sort of, you've given me a little window here. It's kind of like being in court, Victoria, when the other lawyer opens up the case and you have a chance to go after whatever the information is. There's a device called Evzio, I believe, Evzio, E-V-Z-I-O, which has become the latest example of out-of-control drug pricing. It's made by Kaleo, K-A-L-E-O, based in Richmond, Virginia. It's the auto-injector version of Naxalone, or Naloxone, I guess it is, used as a life-saving antidote to opioid overdoses.
Oh, that's what they call the kill shot.
Yep.
That's the thing that they gave Prince on the plane, and it basically brings you back to life.
Yep. Yep. When it was introduced 3.5 years ago, the price was $575. Guess what it is today? For one
at
of
least
these,
double than that,
a two-pack,
that, right?
$4,500.
Wow. Jeez.
It also makes
and more
this
people
company,
than ever need it. That's which is exactly why they raise the prices, because
of course
the market is demanding it. But that's sad.
This company also makes the emergency epinephrine device AuviQ, which uses the same auto injector. Also costs $4,500. Millions of people with insurance get it without having to have a copay. The cash price, if you don't have insurance, listen to this. This is how these people, this is how when we look at, I'm going somewhere, I'm going two places with this. Number one, the cost of things, and it's the marketplace, and so people would argue, well, business is business, and people pay whatever the market will bear. So if you have insurance, the insurance company would pay AuviQ $4,500. If you pay cash for it, it's $360 for the same thing.
Hmm.
So now there are a number of senators within the last couple of weeks that are trying to figure out. One senator wrote, quote, I understand that Kaleo is trying to mitigate the impact on consumers by providing Evzio for free to cities. They can use, the first responders can use it, drug treatment programs can use it, varying programs to help ensure that no consumer will ever have to pay the $4,500. But the fact that they've got the balsam to charge that, I guess, really is something that is kind of sticks in your craw. So there are those, because of that, that blame the government, the collusion the FDA has with pharmaceutical companies, and the that's why these prices are as they are, because the FDA had three people come before them with basically the same product that had been researched, and that would have meant there was competition. They only approved one. So that's why there's no competition. That's
such
why it's expensive
racket.
As it is.
I get so... that one way to get my blood boiling is to talk about the FDA. I cannot... Because the things that they allow are just, in most cases, in so many different categories, whether it's food additives, food preservatives, drugs, things like that, are so toxic that they actually allow and endorse. And then the things that they don't allow are so many things that are already widely used in Europe that have been proven time and time again to be safe, effective, healthy, all the things. But because, like you said, I guess that because they're not made here or there isn't a connection or some, you know, deal behind closed doors with whoever makes these products, that they don't get the green light. And the only people that are losing out are the American people. Mm-hmm. We're the only ones who are losing out on this.
Yeah. So this goes back, by the way, to 1995 when Purdue Pharma started not with this stuff, but the original oxycodone. That has driven the opioid epidemic pretty much since the beginning. And then there's heroin that is certainly an opioid. Purdue Pharma has, in this last year, made $2.4 billion for selling opioids. Oxycontin
is the one, yeah. Oxycodone is Vicodin, so that's not an opioid. But yeah, Oxycontin, that's the one.
Yep. Well, there are synthetic opioids. The fentanyl is around, and that's pretty expensive.
All the entanyls, there's a million of them. Yeah. Any one of them. The whole, it's just...
But it's all driven by the government.
I know.
It's so corrupt. This is back to, you know, we're upset about the, as we ought to be, about the gun situation. And I'm so tired of, I almost responded, but then I held myself back from responding to somebody who told me to go duck myself because of what I said about prayer. I'm not listening to you anymore because of what you said this morning about prayer.
Well,
so
when thoughts and prayers actually change people's lives and keep kids alive, then sure, I'll be all for that as well.
Well,
I'm with you on this one, Doug.
I think a lot of people are
done with the thoughts and prayers.
I'm not done with them at all. And if this person had listened to me with any character,
I mean, as a sentiment,
any
though.
Consciousness, I'm a real believer in the power of prayer, the power of thought, the power of bringing things around. But it isn't the only weapon here, pardon the use of the term weapon. The weapon is action.
Yeah, exactly.
Words are important, and they help people move to action. But unless with your prayers and your thoughts, you're going to the people, you're going to demonstrate, you're going to send all kinds of notes to your congressman, to your senator. When I see seven senators collecting last year $22 million from the gun lobby, there are three Democrats and four Republicans who sit on that committee, I'm not even disgusted. I would like to have those people impeached today. And the same thing is true with the big pharma, the money that's there. And everybody's been saying we got to have mental health and we got to gun control. You know what we need? We need campaign finance reform. That's what fixes this problem. Because these jerks would never follow the trail that they do if it weren't for not just the lobbying of the gun companies and the NRA and stuff, but again, we go back to the opioid. You see the corruption in the whole system. That's why this thing took place last week. That's why it takes place. It's been 60 times this year because the people who get money from those who want to make sure things stay the way they are so they can make a lot of money, like the drug companies, like the gun manufacturers, they pour money into the system. And until and unless that system is changed, all the other conversations are nonsense. Whether it be to change the gun law, the only thing we have to get rid of is AK-47s. There isn't a snowball's chance in hell that anybody can come up with a reasonable explanation as to why we need AK-47s. I don't care what, and I'm off of that, and I don't, you want to take and you call the radio station, get that guy off the air, he's a anti-American, so forth. You know, those people who say that are beyond foolish. But that's the mentality they've grown up with because they're so full of fear because the government, there's a good reason for them being full of fear because the government isn't to be trusted, as we have just said in the last 4 or 5 minutes. So there's arguments here all the way around, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The talk of the town, the talk of the country, talk of the world, a focus here on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan with Kara Schill. Victoria's got the television schedule for tonight. What is there that's on television that you really, really, really must see?
Well, trending tonight, and I think, Doug, you will love this too, on the Hallmark Channel at 8 p.m., I've been waiting for at least a month for this. It is the 2018 American Rescue Dog Show, and these are all rescue dogs in this adorable, adorable dog show. They have all different categories. They have the agility category and different things that the dogs do, and they even have the little handy-capable dogs who have little wheels. It's going to be the best thing on TV.
I posted that. Did you see that? I posted that from the farm. Did you see that last week? I posted it at djvshow.com. Yeah. I know.
Rescue dog show?
I may have put it on the farm website. I have to go and check. Because sometimes I have three different places to send stuff, and so I find I try to find appropriate things. But, yeah, that'll be a great, fabulous watch.
That is fun for the whole family. That's 8 p.m. tonight on Hallmark. Another brand-new edition of Celebrity Big Brother, 8 p.m. CBS. And on the CW, the DC's Legends of Tomorrow, they return tonight with a brand-new episode. In some other trending TV news, Adam Rippon, who, of course, has become one of the most recognizable names and faces of the Olympic Games, made big news yesterday. NBC hired him as a correspondent to cover the rest of the games. Then, very late last night, breaking news, he actually, after accepting the deal, found out that it would require him to no longer be considered an Olympic athlete, which means he would have to move out of Olympic Village and not be able to walk with the team in the closing ceremony. So he has now officially declined the offer. He said he was flattered that NBC wanted him to work, but he said he doesn't want to miss the opportunity to walk with Team USA in the closing ceremonies in what most likely will be his only Olympic Games. And then the final trending bit of news here. Fergie, who is formerly from the Black Eyed Peas, has a new solo album out, had a disastrous night singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game.
What's so proudly wail at the twilight.
She's like drunk.
It's awful. They called it Francis Scott off-key.
Oh, no.
That was trending.
Really?
Why can't someone just sing the anthem?
They all have to be cute with it.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she fell a little short of that mark this time.
It just keeps getting worse, too. And everyone in the crowd, the video was just... They
couldn't,
boo! People didn't boo. They were laughing. They couldn't keep a straight face. It was terrible.
Awful. All right, speaking of music, some music news, 26 past the hour. Adam Levine, congratulations to him. He's become a father again. His wife and he have welcomed their second daughter, Gio Grace Levine. Their new bundle of joy comes just days after a Valentine's Day post by Maroon 5. Well, he's the leader of Maroon 5. Said his wife cuddled next to a heart-shaped box of chocolates. You can see that showing off the baby bump. They have a 16-month-old named Dusty Rose, and he starts with the Voice a week from today. Isn't that when it's back?
It's back. Yeah. Kelly Clarkson joining the crowd this time.
Okay. All right, let's see what else we can find in music news here. Willie Nelson has announced he's got a new album called Last Man Standing. Do we have some music from that for New Monday? Come on with it, yeah.
Well, this is the song, the title track, Last Man Standing.
It'll be a release of, just for his 85th birthday on April 27th. 11 songs, he's written them himself. He announced the album track listing and a video for the title track, which features him and his band in the studio. A lot of people over the last year or so have been concerned because he's canceled a lot of concerts, but he did continue to promote God's Problem Child, which was his album last year. Seems to play with the idea. He's living forever, he says, and that's not bad. He says one of the track lines is, I don't want to be the last man standing. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I do. Ha-ha! 28 after. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line and decide after thinking it through.
Finding happiness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a very sad prince who seemingly shouldn't have been sad because he had every gift and pleasure known to man. So the king gathered all the wise men of the kingdom and asked them to help figure out what was wrong with the boy. The wise men said that the king should find a person who is completely happy and have that person switch shirts with his son. So the king searched and searched for a completely happy person, but kept coming up short because everyone he met who seemed happy with their current state would jump at the chance to be offered something more by the king. Finally, the king was out hunting one day and he ran into a boy he could hear laughing behind the brush. When the king found out that the boy was truly happy with what he had, he was overjoyed, thinking his son would now be saved. But when the king asked the boy to step out from behind the brush, he saw that the boy had no shirt. You see, happiness isn't in having many things, but in having few wants.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Yep. 34 at the hour for Monday, the 19th of February, President's Day. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with thoughts on the day. The trending things, is there anything beside the continuing focus on the Florida shooting and the athletes at the Olympics? What else are we missing?
Is that it? Oprah's trending.
Oprah! Oprah is trending because she had a wardrobe malfunction last night on 60 Minutes.
No.
No?
That would probably be a much better reason, though, right?
Would be, yeah. Yeah.
No, right, apparently, so I didn't see it, but apparently she hosted one of those panel discussions on 60 Minutes. Mm. President Trump tweeted about it and of course, didn't like any of it and is challenging Oprah to run against him in 2020 so he can expose her. That's what he says. It's his words, not mine.
A wardrobe malfunction then. All right, so that's pretty silly stuff. The bottom line is that when it comes to the shooting, the youngsters in the school, and they're going to be supported, I'm going to bet, by hundreds if not thousands of youngsters who come from schools all over the country to have a march on Washington. They are these youngsters at the, it's called the, it's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. In Parkland, they're going to go to Washington. There's a Twitter page and a website that were set up for a march. It's called the March of Our Lives. organizers says it will call Congress to pass gun control legislation. I don't, back again to, well, I suppose that legislation, I guess that it is time for an elimination of the AK-47s. I thought it was interesting that the people who live in Florida have been very vocal about this, telling politicians who do the NRA's bidding their time is up. And so whether that actually takes root between now, this is an election year, congressional elections, and one-third of the Senate will be voting, folks will be voting for them in November. So this is a, and you see, a pretty powerful thing. Florida has changed a lot. I've had a second home in Florida since the 60s. I know Palm Beach County very, very well because I've spent a lot of my years there working on the radio there and living in three or four different circumstances. My family had a place on Singer Island for, it seems like, forever. My mother was sick in the 60s. My father bought a little place for her to be in the wintertime, and then it just sort of just everybody just stayed. And it's a pretty easy shot. If I were, if there's a, because I don't, I'm making a secret about the fact I don't like the cold weather and I don't want to live in New England. Here I am. I've been back and forth so many times this winter because of things happening on the farm that I feel like I've stayed here almost this winter. But the business about what goes on in Florida, it's a very, we talk about the states, the colors of the states, the blue states, the red states, and what goes on as you head further south, and the educational level of people, and there's always the tease about folks who live in Kentucky or Tennessee or Mississippi or Alabama or Arkansas. I think that's changing a lot, but I, and Florida has always been part of that package. That's, that isn't the way it is anymore. Certainly, are there good old boys that live in Florida? You go into the Okefenokee Swamp and go across the Tamiami Trail from one side of the state to the other. Yeah, you'll find plenty of those good old boys. But people who live on either of the coasts, because mostly they are northerners for whatever the reason, and I don't say northerners ought to be considered differently than southerners, but there is that. There's just, you don't, people may not want to talk about it, but there is that difference. There's a cultural difference. And whether it's education or not, I said something a few minutes ago that I hope people take the right way. I know folks hear what they want to hear, and that's, you know, that's okay. But the whole business about whether we need an AK-47 in our home and all that other stuff, and the argument about mental health and all of that now has become, in my mind, secondary to replacing the people. First, change the law. Change the law. If you've got any balsam at all, those of you who are politicians, you stand up and know that in this circumstance, it's over. It has to be over. At some point in time, it's got to be over. But then there are politicians like John Kasich, who is the governor of Ohio, says he doesn't think Congress will do anything about gun policy. He was asked in an interview, quote, do I think there can be anything on guns, they can do anything on guns? I hope they prove me wrong, and they can because I have no confidence in them, commenting that legislation on a state and local level might have better luck, but he doesn't believe anything will get through on the federal level. He said, I'm not calling for some outright ban. I'm talking about small steps that can be taken that can be effective, like getting rid of, I'm saying this, the AK-47, that kind of gun, and making them available, any guns to, you got to be 21. In order to buy a gun.
But
so this kid
that,
went in and bought guns legally, right? Because he was 19?
Yeah. I think he was 18, right?
Well, 18, he's 19. Right. But, yeah, right. He was able
but
to buy them legally.
You have to be 18
legally.
To
yeah.
buy them, yeah.
yeah.
But the AR-15, which is the rifle, that the automatic rifle that he used, to me, I just don't, and my mom and I were talking about it this weekend, George H.W., George Bush the first,
yeah.
he back then, when he was in office, was saying, he tried to get the ban on assault rifles and saying, no hunter is using these. This
no.
is only, this is, you know, assault rifles should only belong in the military and with the police, SWAT
yep.
teams and things like that.
Yeah.
Why is that such an unreasonable request?
It isn't. It's not unreasonable at all. It's time for some reason to take over here and for people to stop pandering. Although I want people to hear this because I agree with you. We just went through a whole scenario of the FDA and other agencies that are out of control. The government is out of control. It's way too big. It's way too powerful. And could you imagine at some point in time the government would turn on the people if they make enough, if there's a gesture to change the government and lock? I'm not suggesting that. I think we got a lot of things to change. But I'm in agreement with the people who say, I don't trust the government, therefore I want to keep my guns. So then you get into this conundrum of what's the right thing to do. And then you start getting to the nitty-gritty, and that's where people go off the rails because they don't want to intelligently talk about this. It becomes emotion
right.
rather than intelligence. And in this circumstance, the emotion is really way against politicians, way against the NRA, way against gun ownership. And you've spoiled it for yourselves because you ought to be able, I believe in having the right to own guns. But what do you use them for? You can use them for protection, use them for hunting, whatever it is that you want to do with them. But you don't need an AK-47 for either of those things.
Right.
So maybe this is the stand.
No, even if you have Aaron Spelling's home, which is like the largest home in Beverly Hills, you still don't need an AK-47 to protect your home. Even if your house is a castle, you don't need that. So that's where I'm fine with people wanting to have firearms in the house. I personally would never do it. But if that's what someone wants to do to feel safe in their home, absolutely, I'm totally supportive of that. Hunters are incredibly responsible people. I know.
For the most part, yes.
But they are. They really are. Every once in a while, of course, there's a hunting accident or whatever.
Yeah.
Dick
Cheney
shot a friend, you know, whatever. But for the most part, though, hunters are, I know several of them. We have, you know, close friends, family friends. They're incredibly responsible with their guns. The ammunition and the guns are separate. They're locked up. They're cared for. There's no way kids could get access to them. It's just, hunters are not the problem. People who want to defend their homes, not the problem. It's just, it's unfortunately, anyone who even wants to own these automatic rifles, these assault rifles, I think there's got to be a screw loose of why you would even want one.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. So that's one thing that's trending. What's going on at the Olympics is another item that is that's trending, this wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, the ice dancers?
Did you see that?
I didn't see it. No, everything is on so late. I started watching the Olympics last night just waiting for the figure skating. Women's figure skating short program, that must have started at 4 in the morning. I don't know. They just keep teasing it and teasing it, and it never comes on.
That's everything else. Teasing and then there's nothing at the end. Gabriella Papadakis had the embarrassing moment. Her costume came undone around her neck, and then, as you can imagine, things fell down and became a distraction during her routine, but other than that, it was just that. For the immature people who just want to look at breasts, there you go.
Well, I don't think it was that, right? I don't think it was that bad.
No, but it was. But the news media has made a big deal out of it, as usual. They make big deals out of nonsense. So let's see, what else have we got here? This Russian athlete who failed the doping test.
Oh, this is... this is a story that... I really, it's a head scratcher. So a Russian athlete who is part of, and I say athlete in big sarcastic air quotes here, it's curling. If anyone is going to be doping, you would think it's not the fat guy who pushes the broom along. I mean, it's just hilarious. So he and his wife, I guess, are a duo, and they won, I don't know if they won a gold, but they won a medal, and I guess now that's up in the air. They may have the medal taken back from them. But he's also, he was on a blood thinner. And that's essentially what the drug is. It's technically banned.
It's like Coumadin, but yeah.
But it's technically banned, but I don't think it's really a performance-enhancing drug. But the guy's overweight, so maybe he needs a blood thinner. You know? I don't know. But to me, when I read the headline, Russian athlete accused of doping, I thought, oh boy, it's probably one of the skiers or, you know, something like that, or the skaters, and then you see it's the curling guy. It's just the idea of
silly
that guy
stuff.
Doping is hilarious.
Really? That's silly stuff. All right, somebody sold a Tom Brady Super Bowl ring, a family Super Bowl. So who would have a ring? This was a legitimate sale, right?
Oh, yes. And this is the million-dollar question. Which family member of Tom Brady's needed the cash? No one knows.
$344,927 for a football ring?
And that's a Super Bowl ring, but yes, it's
265 diamonds compared to the 283 that Tom Brady's actual ring has. About 10% smaller. Has the same engraving that Brady's ring would have. Come with a letter of appraisal from its maker. It's valued at $29,700. Brought in $344,927.
So how many people in the families get rings? Is it whoever you want? Is it the immediate family? Is it like all of the cousins, the second cousins?
It's usually more immediate, but because I was actually trying to Google this last night, and I think it's usually immediate family. Occasionally, there will be somebody else who's in the friends and family category, maybe a personal trainer or someone who helps.
Do they get, are they given these by, in this circumstance, the football league, or in the case of Kobe Bryant's father selling a ring for $173,000 back in 2013, his father Joe had a ring. So who buys these things or who puts them together?
I don't know if the Patriots pay for the rings. I think the NFL does because it's the Super Bowl championship ring. So I think the NFL pays for the rings. The players or the team submits a name, you know, a list of names for people who get family rings and things like that. So. I don't know how many, and I don't know if there's a limit, but it is interesting that somebody... Now, the Patriots have won how many Super Bowls? So there's a...
Five or six.
I was going to say, Tom Brady probably, his entire family probably has one now. He can just pick a different part of his family every time he wins and everybody gets one. So.
Right. But that's a lot of money for a ring.
Sure is. 12 before the hour, DJV time. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles. Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com. Help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Facing the world straight on from technology, the technology perspective. This is Tech Talk at 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to see what we can do about SpaceX. So this is something that will, if they are able to do this, this will take care of net neutrality, if in fact they can do what they're proposing, right?
Well, no, unfortunately. Elon Musk can solve a lot of problems, but he has not been able to solve the net neutrality issue yet. But SpaceX plans to launch 2 satellites into space this week, and it will be the first step that SpaceX is taking in providing their big new goal and initiative of giving internet all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, and the way to do it is a few thousand small satellites positioned in certain ways that's how they'll be able to broadcast internet access and basically Wi-Fi everywhere. Now, there are some drawbacks to this. Number one, I don't love the radiation idea. I don't love that it would, the entire globe would be ensconced in Wi-Fi radiation. Don't love that. But providing internet access to everyone in the globe, and this hits the most remote areas too, and that is a good thing. And that's not just in our country, but that's in, if you think about third world countries that just don't have the infrastructure and the access, having this come from a satellite as opposed to building the infrastructure on the ground, that really is a remarkable solution. So I give him, once again, Elon Musk thinking ahead of everybody else. The FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, not my favorite person, but he even said if all goes well and is approved, the project would actually be the first American-based one of its kind. There are other companies in other countries that are trying to do the same thing. My money is going to be on SpaceX. Yeah. They have the funding. They have the technology. They've got Elon Musk behind them. I think it's going to be great. The rocket's main mission is going to bring a satellite called Paz into space for the Spanish government. Paz will be in space for about 5.5 years, orbiting the Earth and taking pictures. And so, but the secondary, the secondary goal of launching these two satellites, these two rockets will be the satellite set up for the internet project.
All right.
So we'll see what happens with it. But once again, SpaceX is just, they're killing it this year.
Yep, good for them. All right, other technology news. There are all kinds of things going on in the world of technology as we hear right now.
In today's automotive news, the number of people searching for hybrid and electric vehicles at NADAguides.com has increased by 50% over the last year, and at the Chicago International Auto Show, Lexus announced that its three-row SUV, the RXL, will come to market with only a $1,550 premium for the hybrid model over the gasoline model of equivalent equipment. This is also an indicator that automakers will bring the price of hybrid vehicles down so they make financial sense for those wanting to save on fuel costs. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, now, the next item for your consideration is an answer to the question, is sales tax coming to that material which you buy online, Victoria?
And the answer might be yes, which is not great news for consumers. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, said that President Trump feels strongly that sales tax should apply to online purchases. Right now, states can't make online retailers collect sales tax unless the companies have a physical brick-and-mortar store within that state. And of course, with the in the age of Amazon that we live in, those third-party retailers come from all other different states and sometimes don't have a warehouse or a physical presence somewhere, so you can't collect sales tax on it. So Amazon is collecting sales tax on things that they directly sell because they actually have the brick-and-mortar places now. But an exception, of course, if you buy anything from a third-party retailer, there's no sales tax. So this is going to be a hot-button issue this year. Some brick-and-mortar retailers think the exemption of buying online without sales tax is unfair, because they say it drives business away from stores and it drives people to go shop online more. So we'll see what happens with it, but this will be a big debate this year.
Well, taxes, schmaxes is right.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.